USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Bone dry forecast could spell more trouble for wildfires out west. Meteorologists predicting critically dangerous fire weather through at least Monday in both California and southern Oregon. The largest wildfire in the U.S., the Bootleg Fire, grew significantly overnight Saturday as dry and windy conditions took hold in the area. The Bootleg Fire has burned more than 466 square miles. Gunfire outside Nationals Park in D.C. said fans scrambling for cover last night.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask that you remain in the stadium.
One vehicle pulls up, another vehicle pulls up next to it, engages that first vehicle in gunfire.
Metropolitan Police Department today releasing pictures of the suspect's vehicle, a gray Toyota, missing a hubcap. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Floods in Western Europe have claimed more than 180 lives.
Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water. His thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities devastated in minutes. CNN Paris correspondent Melissa Bell.
And yet, by the time the waters came, no one was prepared. From Germany to Belgium, the pictures caught by terrified locals give a sense of how fast and furiously the waters rose on Thursday, sweeping away everything in their path. By Friday morning, the scale of the devastation was becoming clear.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Officials say a carbon monoxide leak likely killed three men and critically injured two more. Five people were found unresponsive inside a travel trailer at a campground near the Faster Horses Country Music Festival in Michigan. Police are also investigating the death of a 30-year-old woman at the festival. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Newsmax that the Democrats who have fled the state in an effort to block an election bill could be arrested as soon as they set foot back in the Lone Star State. A Republican representing Texas's 24th congressional district calls the move by Democrats to hold up the state political theater.
Three of the more than 50 Democratic members of the Texas House of Representatives who fled to Washington, D.C. earlier this week to stop Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. The group has remained in D.C. to deprive the Texas House of a quorum, stopping any vote on the elections bill. Texas Republican Beth Van Dyne tells Newsmax TV that the Democratic caucus is trying to hold the state hostage.
This is the Democrats not wanting to do their job, not wanting to debate, not wanting to represent their constituents on that floor, and not wanting to face their colleagues. So instead, they're hopping on a private jet, bringing their beer with them, catching COVID, and not doing their job. They're running out to D.C. They're surrendering our state, and it's the obvious hypocrisy, right? They're arguing voter rights at the same time that they're completely denying the constituents, the residents in Texas, from being represented because they are preventing a quorum.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Afghan Foreign Ministry said Sunday Afghanistan has withdrawn its ambassador and diplomats from Pakistan's capital following the kidnap of the ambassador's daughter, who was taken Friday by unknown assailants. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.